thanks be to God. Now, children's sermon this morning, I wanted to talk to the children a little bit about being the light of God. And since we are children of God, I just want to give you a little quick cap. And I wanted to ask you if y'all remember singing "This Little Light of Mine." This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's what I want to think about. We don't want to cover it up. We want to let it shine. We don't want to let Satan blow it out. We want to let it shine. So with that said, let us go into God's Word. This is a wonderful time of year that we have been celebrating. That we have celebrated the coming of God. Prophecies have been fulfilled. Angels proclaimed the good news. Shepherds came to witness. Mary and Joseph have become parents. And the light has come into the world in a baby lying in a manger. Kings worshiped him. The time has come, for our salvation is near. Matthew and Luke have told us all these things that have led up to Jesus' birth. So the Gospel of John has a little different take about it when the Gospel starts off, because he wants us to know exactly who Jesus is. John begins an eyewitness, or he being an eyewitness of who Jesus is, tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He wants us to realize right off the bat that Jesus and God are the same. And sometimes it is hard for us to comprehend this truth. This truth of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Trinity that we believe in. But sometimes it is a little hard to comprehend the truth. But the thing is that God has become man. He became one of us in the form of a helpless baby, Jesus. He came as a baby, but he came to die for our sins and to offer us eternal life. That is the truth and the good news of the gospel. And that is what John wants us to realize right from the beginning, who Jesus is. Full of love and power, he spoke. And the heavens were created, galaxies swirled, stars burning, and planets orbiting their suns. Words of awesome power, unlimited and unleashed. He spoke again, and the land and the waters filled with plants and creatures, growing and running and swimming and multiplying. Words of life, breathing, pulsating, living. Again, he spoke, and we were created, man and woman, in his own image, living, thinking, and loving. These words of creativity and personal glory are eternal, unlimited, and infinite. This is who Jesus is. He is full of life. And that life is the light that has come to shine in the darkness. The darkness that is in this world cannot overcome the light of Jesus. Because he is the light. The light that shines on each and every one of us. The light has come. John the Baptist says that he came as a witness to testify to the light so that through him all might believe. John said, I am not the light, I testify to the light. John was a reflector of the light. John came, but John said, I must decrease so that he can increase. Because he knows that Jesus is the Messiah. That he is the Christ. And he had to point all people to Jesus, the true light of the world. That same light of Jesus is shining on each and every one of us. We're in darkness, but that light is shining. We have to decide to reflect the light or to remain in darkness. The choice is ours. But Jesus came so that all may believe. It's up to us to accept the light, to let Jesus into our lives. He will change us if we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. And He will overcome that darkness. Darkness can be damaging. But like I said, if we accept Jesus, we have His light shining on us and His light shining through us. We will have dark times in our lives, but it's the light of Christ that continues to shine through us that can bring us up out of the darkness. Think about how we feel sometimes this time of year, those dark and dreary days of winter. Clouds and rain, sometimes snow, but not a lot of light. If you notice, right after 5 o'clock, it is dark. And it's not so bad for a short period of time, but if it goes on for days and days and days, it can kind of get us down in the dumps and kind of get us depressed. The darkness is setting in on us. We need the light. People living in Alaska found out a long time ago that they could not stay in the darkness for long periods of time. When you have a couple of months of darkness with very little light, they found out that they would need to leave and get out of that environment into a lighter climate. A different climate with the light coming in and shining on you to bring you back. Because if you stay in the darkness too long, it can tend to mess with your mind. Some of us can remember not having a lot of street lights around in town. And if you lived out in the country, you didn't hardly have street lights at all. And when it rains or storms, it gets kind of dark. And if you're driving on the road, it's hard to see at times. But it was pretty neat that the DOT came up with the idea to put these reflectors on the road and use reflective paint so you can tell which side of the road is yours. So you don't run in the ditch and you don't go on the other side. It really makes a lot of difference in the dark. I remember a few years ago, I was going to Greenville to the hospital to visit a friend of ours. And I left during the day, and I went up Highway 33. I always like to go the back way. And between Tallboro and Greenville, the DOT had just laid brand new asphalt. I said, man, this is a nice, smooth ride all the way into Greenville. But coming back that night after midnight, a storm had blown in, raining hard. I got on that new asphalt, and I could not see the road. I had to slow down to a crawl just to keep on the road. So dark, so black, it was hard to drive. But then I got back toward Tarboro, and I hit that old road. And the stripes were there, and the reflectors were there. And when my headlight hit those reflectors and the paint, it showed me exactly where I needed to go. It kept me in the right way. Well, Jesus is that light that is shining on us. And we need to be the reflectors. We need to reflect His light in hope that we can save some of those that are lost. That we can guide them, that we can't really save them, but we can guide them to the light of Jesus. His light shines through us, and maybe they can be saved by the light of Christ. But that's what we need to do, and that's really what we should be doing all along, is leading people to Christ. Be a reflector. Reflect that light. Being a reflector of the great light of Jesus Christ, hopefully we can help others see that saving light. that can change their lives. John talks about Jesus also being the Word. Now we read the Word became flesh. When Jesus Christ was born, God became man. He was not part man and part God. He was completely human and he was completely divine. Before Jesus came, people could not know God completely. But after he came, we can know God fully because he was visible and he lived as a human. He lived in a human body like ours, knowing love and compassion, touching, feeling, knowing the sicknesses of others, and even his own death. God came to be with us, to live with us, to teach us, to die for our sins. The Word became flesh to be the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have everlasting life. The Word made flesh to highlight God's mercy, love, and forgiveness. The true light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. That light is shining on us. Don't put a basket over it and let it go out. Don't let Satan blow it out. Let that light shine. Let it reflect Jesus Christ through us so others can see and want to have that light also. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the brightest light of all, that you shine in each and every one of our lives, and that we can become a reflector. Lord, help our light shine bright. We pray that you would keep us out of the darkness. Lord, help us look for ways to help others so they can know the love of Christ also. We ask in his holy name. Amen.